Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
November 23, 1804. Warmer temperatures bring more activity. 2 days ago, men were sent out to gather the first load of stone to build chimneys for the cabins. And yesterday, Captain Clark documented a supply-gathering detail.
Dispatched a pirogue and 5 men, under the direction of Sergeant Pryor, to the second village for 100 bushels of corn and ears, which Mr. Chisholm let us have. Did not get more than 80 bushels. Captain William Clark, November 22, 1804.
Although the journal entry for today is brief, we can see a scene of constant activity inside the fort walls.
A fair, warm day. Wind from the southeast. Sent after stone. Several men with bad colds. One man, Shields, with rheumatism. The river on stand, having rose 4 inches in all. Captain William Clark, November 23, 1804.
Captain Clark had more contact with the men of the Corps than did Captain Lewis. Making up duty rosters for the day, seeing to everyone's well-being, worrying about those who were away from camp any length of time. Clark was good with people, quickly learning how to be diplomatic among the Native Americans. The Corps has been with the Mandan and Hidatsa a little less than a month, and already the chiefs, appointed by Lewis and Clark, liked to spend long periods of time at the fort, often telling what Clark referred to as Indian anecdotes. Surely this indicated a sort of growing trust. Lewis's unaccountable silences, his preferring to be by himself with his gun and his dog, and his sudden death in 1809 left a hole in the expedition's records that has never been filled. Clark was the journal keeper, and obviously much of what we know about daily life on the journey came from him. Tomorrow, the work continues.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Whit Hansen and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Production assistance from Kristen Barrett. Captain Clark is read by Sean Batiste. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.